Yeah, Sam got stepped on yesterday. So, frankly, I just held him for precaution. So, I'm hopeful it's nothing more than that.
How's James Jones coming along?
James practiced today, and you know, he did more than a little more than yesterday. So, you know, we'll see where he is. I mean, it's frankly up in the air, but he's doing everything he can.
You've had, you know, Mike Neal's dealt with the shoulder problems, and you stuck with him, and Starks had some injury issues, and you stuck with Mason last year, who was sticking then. What is your philosophy on showing faith in guys? I mean, it's mostly been rewarded over the years. I mean, it's such a short-term business. I guess it might be easier to, you know, show a guy out the door, but you haven't done that.
Well, you got to remember, the coaching staff, the personnel staff, the players, we spent a lot of time together. So when you do step up and take up for one another, it's obviously because of the substance of our relationships and what we're trying to accomplish as a football team. So, and every one of those examples are people that we believe in. So, and it's as simple as that.
Mike, how come over the years you've been able to fill in your inside linebackers and there's been very little drop off in play, do you think?
Well, I think the consistency at the linebacker position, first, I mean, I think it's a pretty good credit to the players, but I think Winston Moss does an incredible job. You've never seen any drop-off of any of those guys, and there's been a lot of change in that position. I mean, that's a very demanding position mentally, the communication involved. But as we well know, that when you play that the intermediate positions, as I refer to them, whether it's a linebacker or, a tight end or a running back, I mean, there's times where you're going up against a man that's 50, 60 pounds bigger than you are. So it's a very physically demanding position. And I think Winston does a great job getting those guys ready because they've been pretty seamless in there.
Now, with Chicago's linebackers, Brian Urlacher not out there. I mean, what's it like when you're studying and getting ready for this game with two rookies that
you go? You know, it's a little different not seeing Brian Urlacher out there. I'm not going to deny that. Brian's a great player for so many years, and even so now with Lance. I mean, Lance is so productive, instinctive, one of the most instinctive, productive football players that clearly in our division, and let alone in the NFL. So, but that's really the challenge of what our offense has to go through. You have to get ready for new faces and new tendencies, new mannerisms, how they fit and so forth. And sometimes the unknown can be an advantage. So we got to make sure that we really stay true to our, to ourselves as far as the details of what we're trying to get done.
As someone who pays attention to football history, what sense of pride do you take in being the first Packers team ever to have an 80-yard rusher in six straight games?
News to me. Very proud. I mean, anytime you say the first time in the history of the Green Bay Packers, it's a huge compliment. So, need to keep it going.
Mike, when you interviewed with Ted for your job, did he talk about his belief in how to build the team and the draft and develop philosophy and everything? Like, did he talk a lot about that?
No, he was interviewing me.
I know, but so when did
I don't remember. I was just trying to get the job because whatever everybody said, I agreed with. So
at what point did
he didn't sit there and say, "Hey, we're going to draft guys. You're going to be the youngest team in the league for the next 8 years." No, he didn't say that to me.
Okay, so when did
if he'd have said it to me, I said, "Hell yeah, let's go."
Right. So when did you realize that that was going to be the approach, and then when did you guys actually talk about it?
Well, I mean, really, once you sit down, I mean, very very early, first week, and we talk about the board. I mean, I can remember sitting there with Joe Philbin and James Campen and talking about the offensive line. I mean, we had probably two or three, maybe four names on the board, and we're going into the spring, and we lost a number of guys. So, and that's how it started, and you just keep building it every year.
You got a 3-year contract initially, right?
Correct.
At first, was there any reticence at all about you want to do the job and keep the job, and if you got a bunch of young guys, I would think that could be intimidating for a young head coach, that what if I don't win right away or whatever like that. Was there a point where you said, I'm all in on this, and was there any skepticism at all for you as the process was kind of starting out for you as a young coach?
Well, I think, you know, without getting into specifics of the contract, I think there's clearly a reason why I took the 3-year deal, because I believed in my abilities. I clearly knew that I was not going to win the press conference. Still don't try to win the press conference, unfortunately, but and I just felt that I knew the opportunity that I was going to be given here. And I knew one thing about Green Bay and Green Bay Packers. They're going to give you everything you need to win. So that was really my belief going into the job. Now, you know, things happen, and, you know, I'm very blessed with the coaching staff. I'm smart enough to surround myself with outstanding people. We have excellent players that we've been able to develop. So, you know, all those things kind of came to place. But, I mean, there's a reason why I took the three-year deal over the 4-year deal.
And now the way that this team is built, obviously you've proven it. Your second year, you guys go to the NFC title game. You win a Super Bowl. But, I mean, how big of a believer are you in the approach that Ted takes?
I'm a big believer. This is like, we got a big game this week. Why are we talking about this right now? I mean,
I know you don't want to bang the drum, but I mean, what you guys have done these last 4 weeks, the way you've done it.
Yeah, no, this
really
is true compliment to Ted's vision and our partnership and everybody else included. I mean, there's a structure and a plan that we stick to, and hey, trust me, it's not always roses and say, don't worry about us, we're going to get through it. I mean, we're trying to get better every single day, too. I mean, we frankly have a free agent board, if you can believe it or not. I mean, we talk about all the different players out there. I mean, our personnel department works endless about always trying to get better. I mean, there's so many conversations that go on. You know, but at the end of the day, we believe in the people we have here and the opportunity, the resources, the facilities, and everything that we've been given to get these guys better, and they respond, so it's working.
Mike, I know you guys want competition in every position group. Are the guys in the cornerback room really responding well to the competition they're all seeing right now?
In the corner or
cornerback?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, they're probably not the happiest bunch, but that's good. It's conflict is good. You know, competition and the fact that you know, you can't play everybody 50, 60 snaps. You want that throughout your whole team. I think it's a great credit to, once again, our personnel department, you know, Joe Witt, his development of those guys, and more importantly, the players. I mean, they're doing a heck of a job competing each and every practice to make sure they're the ones, you know, that are playing on Sundays, and, you know, we're going to play the hot guy.
Mike, what was your thinking today with Ryan Taylor? Was that just a scheduled day off for him?
Ryan Taylor just, you know, obviously being this close to the surgery, just making sure to give him a chance to be ready. So we'll see how it goes.
Two more.
How well was James Jones playing before that injury?
I thought James Jones playing very well. If you look at that whole group coming out of training camp, that perimeter group, that's as in sync as an offensive perimeter group that I think I've ever been a part of. You know, I really felt coming into the season we were going to have a huge year with all those guys, and the running back group was going to add another, you know, dimension to us. So, I mean, Jermichael, Randall, James, and Jordy, you know, I don't know if I've ever had a group that was that in sync with the quarterback in all my time here.